This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right, people. A little late there, but I am here. This is Eric Schein, Maritime Matters, WGSO, AM 990. And had a couple of glitches getting back into the studio, but I'm here now. And not on headset or anything right now, just calling it in and winging it. So trying to cover what I wanted to cover is going to be a little difficult. We were going to have Val Lappin on tomorrow, but he had to cancel due to some personal issues, and hopefully we'll have him back on next week. I don't know if people understand the gravity of what's going on. Hopefully they do, and hopefully they've started to peel back the layers on all of this, you know, beyond the fact that Joe Biden is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, as is the majority of his administration, who, much like Gavin Newsom, who is a graduate of the World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program, like Bill Gates, like Elon Musk, like Angela Merkel, like Justin Trudeau, and Justin Trudeau swore allegiance to the crown, the British royal German crown that is part of and will most likely, as it looks now, take over the mantle of the constitutional monarchy, the world constitutional monarchy, known as the World Economic Forum, that was started by Klaus Schwab via, well, it was started by Henry Kissinger and the Council on Foreign Relations via Klaus Schwab, who I believe is another royal dynastic family, or wishes to believe that they are part of or from a world dynastic family, and whether they're married into, which is a Habsburg trait, not only marrying one kingdom and or king and queen and royal family and heirs into another, which is part of this amalgamation to pull everything together, even corporations. And you see the mega mergers that have been going on for quite some time now, to where many of these massive global quote unquote or slash international corporations like Caterpillar and so many others, Pepsi-Cola, PepsiCo, BlackRock, Blackstone, et cetera, many of them are not only corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, but they are also members of corporate members of the City of London. And the City of London is the seat of most of this, if not all of it. But a lot of it is also coming from, and, you know, hence Angela Merkel being a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program and spent a lot of time in East Germany. And that whole East-West divide in Germany is kind of like, and I brought this up before, it's almost like Hamburger Hill, where, you know, your installation or your fort or your encampment is being overrun or expected to be overrun by the enemy. You hunker down, you get into your earthen, not barracks or bivouacs, but fortifications, for want of a better term, and you wait it out and you call in an airstrike. And then you shake it off, come up after the airstrike has taken everything above ground out, hopefully mostly your enemy, and then you start over or continue on with the plans of conquest. And that is what has been going on with Germany as part of this royal, you know, the Habsburgs are involved, the Windsors are Habsburgs, the Bushes are involved, they are Habsburg. Obama is a Habsburg. He's actually ninth cousin, twice removed, related to Bush. And Obama is seventh cousin, twice removed, related to Cheney. And Cheney was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and so is Liz. It's a familial title. You need somebody to nominate you, and who better to nominate Liz Cheney for membership in the Council on Foreign Relations, if not even pay for her membership, than her father, who was chairman of the board of not only KBR and or Halliburton, but the Council on Foreign Relations as he was vice president. So we've had these people who have been acting on behalf of others, it's not even just others, it's an entirely foreign, if not alien, system of government, to where, you know, they are acting on behalf of a worldwide system of kingdoms, to where a man can and will be voted, just like in Rome, when the Senate would meet and convene and carry on a vote to deify or make the emperor God, to where even in those days, and this is why, you know, this is history repeating itself, people, it's, you know, it's the Roman Empire, same, which involved all of those countries in Europe that are now part of the European Union, Greece and Athens and Spain and Italy, Rome, Sicily, France, which, you know, Gaul, and all of the other countries that surround, including England. And I brought up on the show before that, you know, the Romans went in and spent 400, 500, 600 years in conquesting England, and they left, not because they were, well, they were done, but they just left not because they surrendered and walked away or gave up. It's because they had completed their job in turning the British government into a Roman enclave, and they didn't need to go into and deal with the Picts or Ireland, because they knew the British would do that on behalf of, and in creating this, you know, worldwide system, this one world government that is pretty far advanced. And from everything that's going on, a lot of people are waking up, a lot of people are getting involved, but these people control, and I've brought this up before as well, 40 to 75% of the artificial intelligence supercomputing time. You don't have to actually own the computer. You can own the time, just like a, timeshare, you know, like, and you know how well those work and how those benefit whoever starts the timeshare, not who's ever a participant in the timeshare, that it's just basically a revenue stream for the creator of the timeshare. But you can buy time on a supercomputer. And if you buy up that time and or block it out so that you have the access and no one else does, you don't need to even own the supercomputer. But the Council on Foreign Relations owns and controls 40 to 75% of the artificial intelligence supercomputing time that is out there on the market. And that's scary. We're going to our first break. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696. This is Maritime Matters, your host, Eric Schein, and where we cover everything, including all of that, which falls in and under maritime, which is the it's constitutional in nature, maritime law, and that's why Maritime Matters, because it's a waterbound border, waterbound boundary. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. or Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, the conservative Crawgator joins us, Doug Schechtschneider. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day, and we'll visit with a local filmmaker who needs your help to bring an inspiring story to the screen. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Dave, get up.
Huh? What?
Get up.
Why are you waking me up?
It's 8:30 a.m. We got a show on Everything Old is New Again. Our show is on the air at 9 a.m. this morning and every Saturday morning.
Oh, you mean it changed from 1 p.m. to 9 a.m.?
Yeah, WGSO 990 a.m. They would like us to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning with Everything Old is New Again at 9 a.m. Come on, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you don't have to take a shower. Don't need anything. We'll do it on the air. Don't worry. All right, we'll be here. Everything Old is New Again. 9 o'clock Saturdays.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. High school sports. There's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Coming back music. Yikes. I don't know what to say anymore. I mean, the truckers, you see the response too in Canada. I mean, the GoFundMe, is unbelievable that they think they have the right to block as a public, because even though it's private or privately held, it's still a public institution because the public are using it almost like a telephone or internet or anything else. And one reason why they want to get your phones, either electronic, mobile, and or get your home phone, electronic or mobile, instead of having a hard line again to work. Because, you know, think of the tapping. When George W. Bush was president, he talked about, you know, you need a wiretap to tap those lines. And, you know, the point in that is that it was targeted at wiretapping, which was when we used to have wires and not the internet. And the laws haven't really been updated to protect us. And they're doing things like T-Mobile was owned by German Telecom when Bush was president. So what they were doing was rerouting your calls with T-Mobile in and out of the country in microseconds and back again. And still in microseconds to where you wouldn't even know unless you were high-tech guru and or had access to monitor any of this stuff. But Angela Merkel, who's working with them, the Bush family and others, was okay with it and came in. And I think Bush was still in power when she came in. She's been in power for quite a while. And I guess she's ready to step down. But, you know, Angela Merkel is a graduate of the World Economic Forum and Constitutional Monarchies Young Global Leader Program. And this is where a lot of stuff was going on in Germany, working with people here in the United States who have called this now their homeland. And they have set up things like federal fusion centers, which are Stasi centers that were like what was used in East Germany before the wall fell. And if you look up what a Stasi, S-T-A-S-I, is, I was actually prosecuted in a military tribunal in a federal fusion center in Long Beach in room 5150. So this is like Kafka, and this is going back to, they brought charges against me in March 6, 2003, 3 days after the Coast Guard, which I'm not in, have never been in, and they're the ones who carried this out under Thad Allen, Admiral Thad Allen, who's from Arizona. He's now at NASA and trying to basically instill military law, Title 10 UCMJ, in at NASA, and the public interest trust known as NASA, and turn it into a police force, a military police force, not a civil service police force like the Coast Guard was supposed to be and had been forever. And up until all this stuff happened on 9/11, was in the Department of Transportation before the Department of Defense and the Coast Guard created a permanent home to take the Coast Guard into to carry military law with it, Title 10 UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice, into Homeland Security. That was originally to be called the Department of Homeland Defense. That was created by Executive Order 1-322-8, the important numbers being, the 1 and 8 are important, but to numerologists, but the 322 is extremely important because that's the Brotherhood of Death, the Skull and Bones, the lodge that John Kerry, who was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and George W. and George H.W. and Prescott and Samuel Bush are all members of, not just the Brotherhood of Death and Lodge 322, but also the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a British aristocratic royal family service, secret service, that is acting on behalf of the Royal British German Crown. And they have not only infiltrated, and Klaus Schwab has said, and it's not just the World Economic Forum and Young Global Leaders Program, because anyone who is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations is related to and part of the Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission and the World Economic Forum that are all organizations that are as thick as thieves, arm in arm, hand in hand, that are operating together to reset the world and bring the world back under a Roman-esque type system, not as a republic, but as a worldwide system of united kingdoms, and to where all kingdoms on earth will beseech and attack any other kingdom that is not of this earth. And I'm not talking about alien, although they're playing that game and that card too. And Bill Cooper gets into that a little bit in Behold a Pale Horse and the different programs and strategies and mechanisms and waves of this, that, or the other thing. You know, after terrorism, the fourth wave, the third wave was supposedly terrorism. The fourth is supposed to be apparent aliens, to where these man-made aliens that we've either grown in our own labs or synthesized, and the technology that we've created behind the scenes is put forth as if it is some kind of a quote-unquote alien appearance or alien invasion. These people have no qualms about doing everything and anything and lying, cheating, stealing at all levels. And I've seen it firsthand to know that they will not, you know, it's not over. The trucker continent, you know, I remember the thing about that the other day, the music, the convoy. Looks like we got us a convoy. And how you could do that here in the United States until that was outlawed with the Teamsters and trucking and Jimmy Hoffa and all of that good stuff and the Merchant Marine and airlines, to where the right to strike in the transportation sector, because of what was carried on in the 60s and 70s by truckers, and basically shut it, going to Washington in the, I think it was the 70s, and shutting down the government and going to Washington, D.C., and now they're doing it in Canada, which is beholding to the ground in Queen Elizabeth, as Justin Trudeau swore allegiance to. We'll be back. We're bottom of the hour. Going to break, 504-556-9696. If you feel like calling in, I'll think about taking a couple calls, and we'll see. But we'll be back, going to break, and I'm just floored from everything that's going on, and been trying to warn and inform and get out the word and get some help too, but doesn't look like that's going to happen anytime soon. So cheers, shout out everybody, you know, wake up, smell the roses. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Louisiana's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there. You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. After what appeared to be an emotional meeting between Governor Edwards and the Legislative Black Caucus last week over the roadside death of Ronald Green in state police custody, the caucus leader says it's all good. Lafayette Representative Vincent Pierre said this to the Baton Rouge Press Club.
With all the information that we receive, you know, I truly believe that we would definitely be behind the governor, because that thus far there hasn't not been anything to justify that the governor did anything wrong.
But Senate Finance Chairman Bodie White, a Republican from East Baton Rouge Parish, still believes Edwards should have done more after receiving a text message from the leader of state police that there was an in-custody death back in May of 2019.
What I would have done was immediately fire those four troopers and put daylight on what happened.
White made those comments on WRKF's Talk Louisiana. None of the troopers involved in that incident have been charged. LRN.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56, is officially live in Louisiana just in time for the big game. To add to the excitement, DraftKings is giving new customers this special offer. Bet just $5 or more on any playoff game and win $280 in free bets if your team is victorious. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all of DraftKings' great promotions and features, including same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code LA Sports and get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 or more and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's code LA Sports this week at DraftKings Sportsbook.
21 and over. Physically present in Louisiana. Availability varies by parish. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. Licensee partner, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP. 786.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. The Flaming Conservative, for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO and WGSO.com.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, a Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
This is an important message on care for pets in hurricane areas from the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. A disaster like a hurricane can devastate the lives of pets as well as people, so you can expect the behavior of your pet to change. Normally quiet cats and dogs may become aggressive or defensive. Recovery may take from days to months. Here's how to help. Check your pet for injury. Be careful with your pet as it adjusts to its changed world. Downed power lines or debris may pose threats. Familiar sights, sounds, and smells may be gone. Let your pet have familiar toys and plenty of sleep. And to prevent its escape, release it only into an enclosed room or yard. If your pet was without food or water for an extended time, give it small amounts every few hours, and as soon as you can, let a veterinarian check it for dehydration. This message is brought to you by the Food and Drug Administration in the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
you know, a lot of the stuff that I've been trying to expose and reveal and get out and talk about didn't come from just reading books. Some of it I got a lot more clarity on and realized who was behind a lot of the stuff that I experienced as a federal maritime officer, a naval officer embedded within the United States Merchant Marine on special in a special program intended to function as a system of civil defense and national security, so that if either a container ship or an oil tanker or anything else was underway or even in port and a national emergency occurred, war, like what's coming our way in the Ukraine, whether we like it or not, whether it's legitimate or not, unless we does anybody remember what happened in Iraq? Human shields to try to stop and prevent the war. Colin Powell, who's a member of the council, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and was also knighted by the British-German crown, lied our way into that war with weapons of mass destruction in front of the UN. And this wasn't about getting the United States into this war in the Persian Gulf for our own best interest or for our treasury somehow to seize and capture treasures from other countries, which was would be illegitimate and unlawful and immoral. But many of the activities and things that have been going on, especially for the last 100 years, have been focused, targeted, planned, pushed. And all you have to do is look at the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 and how the income tax was created at the same time, which is very Romanesque. We didn't have any kind of a internal income tax, especially not on labor, for 150 years or more, until 1913, when the Federal Reserve System was created, which is not federal, it's not reserve, it's a foreign international monetary system run out of England, the UK, the Crown, the British monarchy, started by J.P. Morgan and Rockefeller and others, Paul Warburg, who was a German. You know, he basically did the same thing in Germany that they moved here to do, and they took down the German Weimar Republic to turn it back over to, just look at it like Angela Merkel. She's a graduate of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program, and the World Economic Forum is a constitutional monarchy. It was set up as a constitution, not a republic, not of, by, and for the people or self-governance, but to where they set up the system over the course of 75 years or so to take back all of the land and property and peoples, to make us property again, to where they can forcibly vaccinate us. Forcibly, I mean, even if you look at the, not just the vaccine, which is not a vaccine, it's gene therapy, and it's intended to change you from whatever you were before the shots into something different after the shots, to where things like the discovery clause can be used to lay claim to you. Oh, look, I just discovered this whole new race of new people in North America, and they're called vaccinated individuals. And those who are unvaccinated are Neanderthals, literally. The mask mandate is a Masonic ritual. It's for initiates to come in, sit down, shut up, be indoctrinated for a year, and then we might let you ask a question or two. And they're taking the very same practices and principles from medieval Europe and trying to apply them to the world and to the United States. And we have not been exposed to this as much as we would have, or many of our, you know, founders and others were exposed to these secret societies, these secret services, something that Kennedy spoke against, that it was antithetical to a free society. That, and I wanted to speak to that too, because even, you know, this whole thing on well, you can't outlaw secret societies. Well, yeah, you can, because you can make it, if you swear oath and allegiance to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the rule of law, and that you are not a member of a secret society or a secret organization. I don't think anybody in their right mind would have a problem in making it unlawful for any member or anyone who is a member of a secret society or a secret service to be able to hold public office, to be able to hold office in a private corporation, because many of these private corporations like AT&T are basically a public entity, whether it's privately owned or publicly owned, or even contracting out, because, you know, you can't get away from the Bill of Rights, the rule of law, by simply contracting out. I found a letter, and this is from Archie Morgan. He's related to J.P. Morgan, heir apparent too. He's out there. He was working at Tidewater. I don't know if he's still there. That was like 546 ships that they controlled or something crazy like that. So you have this Crown agent who I was deeply involved, or who was deeply involved in my life as far as like sitting across from me and deposing me. They tried to get me to become suicidal, interrogating me for 14 hours when the limit is like 7 or 8. Asking about my father who had died, trying to talk about that incessantly in the deposition and get me upset and depressed to where I was. I was distraught after the deposition. And they set up the whole thing to where I was seeing a counselor at the time, trying to help and deal with everything that was going on. And he forced me, said that if I didn't self-commit myself, and I'm doing everything right, I'm doing the right thing, trying to talk about this stuff, get it off my chest and, you know, whatever, that if I didn't self-commit, that he would call the police and have them at my door. And it was like, what? What? And this is after my father dying and the union working with the shipping companies and the employers, and a lot of these are tied to the Council on Foreign, like Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And like I've warned and try to inform and report on, Thad Allen is now at NASA and is doing the same thing that he did with the Coast Guard. And they turned the Coast Guard into a branch of military. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a federal maritime civil service police and regulatory force at best, and even that I have an issue or a problem with. Central planning, big time. Our founders shut it down when Hamilton tried to start it, and when Hamilton tried to start the first central bank by executive caveat, by executive order, not of the president. And executive orders are not, you know, they're supposed to be ministerial in function and not affect or change any of the laws. They're supposed to be like, hey, head of the agency there or head of the War Department, I need a report on expenditures, where things are at, and where everything is at inside of the Department of War that you're in charge of. And that's what they're supposed to be. And that's it. Not changing, like using OSHA laws to do a vax mandate. And, you know, Joe Biden is he's an agent of the Crown. And I'm not being weird or paranoid or stupid. It's real clear when you do any research on any of this stuff and look at he's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So is Pfizer. So is Johnson & Johnson. So is Janssen. So is BlackRock. Other people are talking about BlackRock, and, you know, it's basically the evil Death Star. and so many other things, like bringing Rick Caruso in as mayor of L.A. to carry on a major redevelopment of the whole L.A. basin, and if not all of California, after they've come in and attacked it, decimated it, so that they can come in and build back better, baby. I hope some stuff that I've shared and gotten out and tried to pass on has made sense to people and helped them put more of the pieces of the puzzle together and realize how behind the eight ball we are. But 504-556-9696. We're going to break. We'll be right back. WGSO AM 990, Maritime Matters. Eric Schein.
1 p.m. live on WGSO Radio for a brand new season of In the Paint.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free.
Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on February 9th, it's Muevelo featuring Margie Perez and Brent Rose. And on February 16th, Boo Ray. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Moving, redecorating, let New Orleans Habitat help. The New Orleans Restore accepts donations of gently used furniture, appliances, cabinets, and more. Drop off your donation today at one of our two locations, 2425 Williams Boulevard in Kenner or 2900 Allegiant Fields in New Orleans. Or schedule a free pickup online at habitat-nola.org. Your donation helps provide affordable home ownership for deserving local families. Great stuff, great deals, great cause.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there.
All right, we're back. Yeah, I don't know. If there's anybody out there that wants to call in, I'll take a call or two. 504-556-9696. I could use some cheering up right now. But I was just talking to somebody about the difference between New Orleans and Lafayette, and how Lafayette, I guess they don't have any vax mandates and or mask mandates and or anything along those lines. Or having a show to go, whereas New Orleans, you know, is pretty much still in lockdown, if not worse, with having to show proof of vaccines. And, you know, I mean, talk about a dog collar. And it's just, you know, out here in California is even, it's just, I cannot believe what's going on in the world. And that more people are not upset about and better informed on the quote unquote vaccines and Fauci. If you want to read a book, Robert Kennedy came out with a lot of stuff, and I'm not a big fan of, you know, the Kennedy family for any number of reasons. I don't like what happened to John or Robert or anyone else, but And I think what happened to him is that they wanted to represent, just like Noriega wanted to represent the Panamanians. Well, you can't do that. You have to represent these foreign interests that own and control you and, you know, screw your own people. The Kennedys figured out and found out that their father was working for the crown and didn't want to do that, and decided to veer off and were taken out by the crown. And, you know, even just looking at Alan Dulles and John Dulles and John Dulles Sr., their uncle or great grandfather, I think, and what they did, and that they were all members of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Money Trust, along with Roosevelt and many others. You know, even it's just mind-boggling that our wealthy partisans, Americans, don't have any clue or a sufficient clue as to what's going on and who's doing it and where it's coming from and what it's all about. And, you know, even the term Antichrist and where it is derived from. And, you know, it's a man made into a god, which is the Roman emperor. It's what the Roman Senate used to do. They used to deify the emperor and make him a god incarnate. Man, and that's where a lot of the tale of Christ, whether you believe in Christ or not, but that tale predates Christ, and you go to Osiris and Ra and others, and that this story of a Messiah, and I'm not discounting or saying that you know, challenging your faith in Jesus Christ, but that many of these things are used and have been used by the elite, the powers that be, quote unquote, those who have, you know, where we've been born into this system that was created well before us. And it is like the Matrix. It's unbelievable. And it's just mind-boggling that we can be dumped into this system, and if we question it, then we are ye of little faith. I don't know what to say after not only what I've been through and seen firsthand and reporting on, but how it ties into all of this bigger picture. You know, like it, there should be other people out there that realize that Coast Guard is not supposed to be a branch of military, period. That military law is not supposed to be in the Department of Homeland Security. That we're not supposed to have, like East Germany, Stasi centers here or federal fusion centers. That the military is not supposed to be used to go after and prosecute, let alone administer civilian law, like the Coast Guard is saying that it can do, that posse comitatus does not apply to it. And everyone wants to ignore somehow that, oh, wait, the guy that did this, that's, you know, instrumental, if not solely responsible for creation of the Department of Homeland Security, and Pentagon was involved as well, or the Department of Homeland Defense, as it was originally to be called. Admiral Coast Guard, former Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's a member on the Council on Foreign Relations, where he used administrative law that is supposed to be unconstitutional on state and federal level, to where the Coast Guard itself changed military law to redefine itself into being a branch of military, and then redefined military law to where posse comitatus was no longer a part of it, that had been a part of it and it is a part of it for Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, and Space Force, but somehow not the Coast Guard. There was a special exemption in administrative law when it was passed in 1946-47 for the Coast Guard, because it was well understood at that time when all of this went on that the Coast Guard was not in the Department of Defense. That was created from the Department of War, turned into the Department of Defense. And Title 10 which created the Department of Defense and basically set up everything under the Department of Defense, the law for the Department of Defense, Title 10, and the Uniform Code of Military Justice was to be contained within the Department of Homeland Security, but has now bifurcated, split off, and been moved into and infused into the newly created Department of Homeland Security back in 2000 after, you know, its problem. They carried on 9/11, Council on Foreign Relations and its agents on behalf of the Crown. And, oh, wait, you guys are reacting like crazy because of 9/11. Well, here, let us give you the solution, which will be the Department of Homeland Security. And moving military law out of the Department of Defense into the Department of Homeland Security, et cetera, et cetera. And we're going to take people from the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leader Program, like Gavin Newsom and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Bill Gates and Angela Merkel, and we're going to put them in positions of power and trust, and we're going to fund these people, and we're going to create a world global corporate state where we're going to have this moat, this system of protections for us, these castle walls for us, the corporations, these massive corporations that are all members of the World Economic Forum, that are corporate members of the World Economic Forum and or the member or corporate members of the Council on Foreign Relations, like BlackRock, like PepsiCo, like Caterpillar, like Walmart, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, like Pfizer, like Johnson & Johnson, like Janssen, like BioEngine, like Bank of America, that used to be called Bank of Italy. And you guys aren't going to see any of it coming because we're so good at this. We've been doing this for a very long time. And we're going to put you all back to sleep. We're going to use the Great Reset. And we're all going to happily kowtow to and behave well within this worldwide system of constitutional monarchies or kingdoms where the crown families will be in charge. But not really. They'll just be figureheads like Queen Elizabeth, who owns 1/6 of the world's land and or property and or value under a constitutional monarchy. And we're going to take out any and all comers because we are the constitutional monarchy that has prevailed for 1,000 years. And we are going to prevail for another 1,000 years. And while we're at it, we're going to conquer or finish conquering any and all other kingdoms or republics, including China, that was founded as a republic way back when at some point in time. And then the Republicans were moved out of the country into Taiwan. And the USSR, or Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, we're going to make sure that fails. And, oh, France, we're going to make sure that fails. And, oh, Spain, we're going to leave Franco in there for, I don't know, 50 years or something. And keep it as a fascist dictatorship. And we're going to fund and back Mussolini and Hitler and others to make sure that no one in the world can live well independently of us. We're going to attack them and make sure that their lives are miserable. Whether it be by vaccine or faux virus or synthetic virus, man-made virus, and or a kill shot that, Robert F. Kennedy wrote a book called Junior, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., The Real Anthony Fauci, and you should buy a copy of it and read it. Whether you like the person or not, whether you think they're legit or not, gathering as much information as you can helps, because whenever they're lying, they also have to disseminate truth. And oftentimes it's new truth that hasn't been exposed in other places. So the more you read, the more you take in, the better off you are. And we'll be back tomorrow and the next day, hopefully. You see the attacks going on with or against Joe Rogan. And InfoWars and Alex Jones, supposedly. So, the ties to the Council on Foreign Relations, and we should not have people who are in power, positions of power and trust, whether they be massive private corporations like the generals, like General Atomic, General Dynamics, General Motors, and more, or public office, being members of secret societies. Peace, people. Have a good night, and we'll hopefully talk tomorrow. 504-556-9696. Write that number down, and if you get a chance, call in tomorrow.
Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Join us every Friday from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on WGSO, 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.